My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. You know the joke about the guy in his house during the flood? It's raining hard, floodwaters are rising, and he prays for God to save him. A canoe paddles by, offers to help. He says, "No, the Lord will provide." Floodwaters continue to rise, and by now he's trapped on the second floor. A dory rows by, offers to help. He says, "No, the Lord will provide." Floodwaters continue to rise. He continues to pray. He's on his chimney as a motorboat goes by. He turns down the offers of help, trusting in his prayers. He drowns. He meets his God and asks, "What happened? My faith was strong. Why didn't you save me?" His God looks at him in disgust and says, "I sent you a canoe, a dory, and a motorboat. What more did you want?" I felt like that this last week. In my case, it wasn't a flood, but the issue of accessibility in houses. I've met people this past week whose health dictates single-floor living. I've watched neighbors tear down a large, lovely farmhouse to build a new, single-floor house they can stay in. I've heard stories of folks who sold their homes since they lacked a first-floor bedroom. I remember well in the 70s, the town I grew up in, creating curb cuts downtown to allow folks in wheelchairs easier access. It was loudly opposed as expensive and unnecessary. I'm guessing the only reason it happened was forced compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. We're now faced with an aging population. How can it be anything but beneficial when we build new to anticipate allowing our homes to be modified to make it easier to age at home? I, for one, am going to start incorporating simple changes in the homes I build. I'm going to educate myself as to what entails an accessible house, and I'm going to work on coming up with a simple, beautiful, and fairly small single-floor home. I invite you to become educated with me and promise to share what I learn about accessible housing. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.